Hello, everyone. We are live. Today is June 15th, 2026. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're very happy to have you on with us tonight. We're going to say hi to some of you as it has gone out and there is notifications that we have gone live. So let's see who's on tonight. I just saw Scottsdale, Arizona come in. Hello, God bless you. I see San Antonio, Texas. Hello to all our Texas viewers. God bless you. Cincinnati, God bless you. Hello to you in Brazil, and hello to our international audience coming in. We're very happy to have you with us. God bless all of you. Newport News, Virginia, and Baltimore, God bless both of you. Hello to our friends across the globe in Canberra, Australia, the nation's capital. Hello to you in Australia. We're very happy to have you on with us tonight. Golden Valley, Arizona, Florida, Indiana, God bless all of you coming on. Georgia, Ringgold, Georgia, I see. Blessings to you. Hello to you in Holy Toledo, Ohio. I certainly hope so. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Shalom to you in Scotland. Hello to our European audience. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. I see Dublin, Virginia, Katy, Texas, Hagerstown, Maryland. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Washington State, Turlock, California. God bless both of you as well. Oh, let's see. Hello to you in Arizona, New Mexico, Kansas City, Missouri. God bless all of you as well. In North Dakota, Spokane, Washington, Surprise, Arizona. God bless all of you. I see Callaway, Maryland, Augusta, Georgia as well. God bless all of you. Tallahassee, Florida, Louisiana, Dover, Delaware. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Princeton, Minnesota as well. God bless you. Hello to you in the UK, our friends in England. We're very happy to have you on with us tonight. God bless all of you. I see Benton, Arkansas, Massachusetts, 110 degrees in Las Vegas. Wow, you could fry an egg probably on the sidewalk in that degree. So hello to you. I hope you're staying cool out in Las Vegas. God bless you. Oh, Mississippi, Birmingham, Alabama. God bless both of you as well. Let's see. We'll do the Netherlands. Hello to our wonderful friends in the Netherlands who are watching us tonight. We're very happy to have you on with us. And in Northern Ireland, we're thrilled to have you. There's two Irelands on tonight. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Oh, I see Cheyenne, Wyoming as well. Wildwood, New Jersey. God bless both of you. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Oh, we'll do a couple more here. I see Michigan, North Carolina, Houston, Texas. God bless both of you. Minnesota, Maryland, Ocala, Florida. Wilsonville, Oregon. God bless all of you. We're thrilled to have all of you on with us tonight. Hello to our moderators as well and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're going to open up in prayer. We've got a lot to talk about after what has transpired over the weekend. This is connected to a bigger picture prophetically that we are going to get into. But yes, big news over the weekend. We'll get into that after prayer. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord, because we have a lot to talk about tonight. And we're going to get started. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Lord, we come boldly but humbly to the throne of grace, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is written, seek ye first the kingdom of God, its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Help us to seek your kingdom first, Lord. Teach us what pleases you today, Lord. Equip us to walk in your ways, Father God. Lord, we come before you acknowledging the immense sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, who came to the earth, was the Pesach Lamb, the Passover Lamb, was the Word became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly laid down his life. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you that Christ, when he said, it is finished, at Calvary, he blotted out ordinances. He disarmed principalities and powers. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, ascended back into heaven, victoriously took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your power, your might, the weight of your glory, the holiness, the conviction of who you are, Father God, begin to mightily move tonight, Father, that people tangibly feel your presence, that the Holy Spirit is the counselor and goes forth and ministers to those who are watching, Father God. Lord, that you have your way, Lord, that you go before us tonight, Father God. Be our front and rear guard. Order our steps. Order my words, Father, as we mightily go forth in you. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, north, south, east, and west, to guard against every dimensional access point. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke and take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, witchcraft, curse, spell, dark art, dark magic, enchantment, smote, incantation, dark arts, any form of weaponized demonic activity sent against us. And in the name of Jesus Christ, as we apply the blood of Jesus, we command it all dismantled, destroyed, disabled by the holy fire of God, dismantled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted, so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Father, to be blocked from returning or having anything sent in its place. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 6, we ask you put your whole and complete armor on us this day. Father, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take up the shield of faith in the name of Jesus Christ, command it to go up in front of us to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command every arrow, weapon, and dart being fired at us by the enemy and his agents be reversed upon the senders now in Jesus' name. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command be activated the sword of the Spirit and all its capabilities to now work in our favor, to destroy the snares the enemy attempts to place in our way, to pierce, puncture, dismantle, and destroy every plot, assignment, word, weapon, device, agent, snare, or campaign the enemy would attempt to deploy at us, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo the enemy would attempt to place in our way, to destroy every demonic conspiracy the enemy would attempt to raise against us, and to make the way straight for us to walk in the victory, power, authority, and prosperity that the Lord God Almighty has ordained for us. Father, we praise you for the breath in our lungs. Father God, we praise you, Father God, that every breath comes from you, that everything that has breath, praise the Lord, Father God. Lord, we praise you that you are on the highest throne, that you judge the matters of men and nations, that you weigh them before your courts, that you are wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We praise you that the government rests upon your shoulders, and to your kingdom there is no end, Father God. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, and most simply just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Lord, help us to go forth, Father God, in you contending towards the mark of the high calling, Father God, persevering, Father God, in the power that you have given us, Father God. We praise you for the power and authority that is given to us on high through Christ Jesus, that the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us, Lord. Father, we just ask you to take all the glory for yourself tonight, Father God, that you have your way, that your truth goes forth, Father. We praise you, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you who are jumping on during prayer. Very happy to have you on with us. If you could share this broadcast right now, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. We're very grateful to you for that. It does help us, and we thank you in advance for doing that for us. So now, before we begin, I have a couple of gifts I have to thank people for, and then we're getting right into it because a lot happened. There's a lot going on. We've got to break this all down, and I'm going to do that prophetically for you in just a couple of moments here. But I do have some gifts I would like to thank people for. So, Luke Humphreys, thank you so much for your book. He sent it personally, Teaching History Before It Happens, and to Makuhai Wa, and it's in the last name is Mwangi, who did Uncoding the October 7th Attack. And so she sent this, or he sent this. It's a she, actually. Thank you very, very much for this book. I very much appreciate it. Apparently, she sent a copy to President Trump as well. So I thank you for that. And now, also, let's see here. Miss Edna. Miss Edna painted a picture for us. And I think you're all going to get a kick out of this picture, being what's going on right now in the church. It's Jesus Christ with combat boots and a mop and bucket coming to clean the church. And I mean, really give it a once over. So, Miss Edna, thank you so much for painting this and sending this to us. We very much appreciate it. And then I have a very interesting gift here from Renee. She calls this my coat of many colors. It's from Japan, actually. She had this coat brought from Japan. And she's like, Amanda, this might be your coat of many colors. And here it is, straight from Japan. So thank you very, very, very much. I very much appreciate it, Miss Renee. I love this. I think it's beautiful. And I'm very touched that you sent it. It does look like a coat of many colors, for sure. And I'm very, very grateful for that. As Chester is trying to climb all up in the gifts now, and Chester has now entered the office. We don't know what's going to happen now that this cat has entered the office, because he gets into everything when he comes in. So you might see Chester in a few minutes as we continue our way here. So Buster's hiding right now. You can't even see him. He's under the covers and back of me. He is completely burrowed right now in the middle of the broadcast. All right, so I got some things to talk about tonight, because the timing of this Iran deal and something Obama is doing is on a course to completely all converge in this very short period of time with America's 250th anniversary and the midterms. And I'm going to show you, and I'm going to prove this to you and break this all down for you. So let's put up the first article, please. We all saw what happened yesterday on President Trump's birthday. We actually put out a short, praise God, that's doing amazing, about something that's hidden in his birthday that you can go watch. We put it on across our platforms. So this was from today. It happened yesterday. U.S.-Iran agree on deal to end the war, sending oil prices lower. So it says, Iran's Supreme National Security Council confirmed Sunday that Tehran and Washington had finalized a memorandum of understanding to end the war after months of negotiations, according to reports. In a statement, the council said all military operations across multiple fronts, including those in Lebanon, will cease immediately and permanently starting Sunday night. It also said that the U.S. naval blockade on Iran will be lifted in full with immediate effect, according to Iran International. Talks on a comprehensive final agreement will begin only after the other side has implemented its obligations under the framework agreement, the outlet said. The statement also expressed thanks to Pakistan and Qatar for their mediation efforts. There's a real Algonquin roundtable, let me tell you, when you're mediating these things. The deal, which is to be signed June 19th, remember this date, because we're going to come back to it. June 19th will reportedly start 60 days of discussions over Tehran's nuclear program and broader agreement. Let me tell you why I don't like this right off the bat part of this. 19 and 60 is 79. 79 was the year of the Iranian Revolution. So let's just put that out there, first of all. Now, a lot can happen between now and June 19th. However, The date I find very fascinating as to what they chose to actually sign this agreement. Now, why do I find this fascinating? Something else is happening on June 19th that is connected to all of this. The Obama Library is opening on June 19th. Obama, who was the original architect for the original Iran deal, where Iran got boatloads of money from the U.S., that was July 14th, 2015. 10 years, 11 months, and 5 days separates these two events, which happens to equal the number 26, which is interesting because that's the year we are in. So this signing between the U.S. and Iran is on a convergence kind of course with the opening of the Obama Library, which, by the way, is really an altar and is purposely being done before the midterm elections. And we're going to get into that as well in just a few moments here. So we're going to put up the next news article, because President Trump, after this happened, went to the G7 summit today. So Trump heads to G7 with Iran deal momentum. And basically it says President Donald Trump traveled to France for the G7 summit. That's a country right now that is in trouble. Let me tell you, the leader of France, we are about to see the implosion from within complete its cycle in France. Okay, so the president travels to France for the G7 summit after announcing a deal with Iran, setting up high-stakes meetings Monday with world leaders over the Middle East, trade, Ukraine, and artificial intelligence. Wow, isn't that a deck of playing cards? Trump jetted off to Evian-les-Bains following the UFC freedom fight that took place on the South Lawn at the White House Sunday night. Yes, was the UFC fight. They had actually a bald eagle fly across the entire crowd to its handler. It was a very nice moment when that happened. President Trump will be joined by Secretary of State Marco Rubio and a U.S. delegation as leaders from France, the United Kingdom, Canada, Germany, Italy, Japan, and European Union gather from Monday through Wednesday as part of the annual meeting. Discussions are expected to focus on trade, artificial intelligence, supply chain resilience, critical minerals, and illegal immigration. So apparently the U.S. and Iran at the G7 summit is holding a signing ceremony on Friday. They're doing this in Switzerland. Isn't it funny? Like, Switzerland from like the beginning of the world wars has always been like the place where everyone wants to play neutral. I call Duchess our little pig at the sanctuary, I call her Switzerland, because whenever the dogs go get into it and they're wrestling, she runs the other way and she wants nothing to do with it. So I've nicknamed her Switzerland. But basically, this U.S.-Iran formal signing for this peace agreement will be during a ceremony in Switzerland on Friday, is what the Pakistani officials are saying. Now, July 11th, 2024... very interesting. Word of the Lord. It just warned that Switzerland was going to come to the forefront. So it says, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, watch Switzerland in this hour. Watch France as more upheaval and a deep excavation of their government and ruling practices shall bring forth devastation to that country. So at the time Switzerland would come to the forefront, France would be in complete upheaval, is what this word is saying. And that's exactly what we're watching happen in the midst of this. So the fact that this tentative agreement has been reached, I think it's nice that they've reached the agreement. Do I trust Iran? Do I trust the principalities over Persia? Not a chance. Do I trust that they will keep their agreement? Well, in the Quran, it specifically states, I believe, that they can break their agreement to, quote, infidels that they make with them in the name of their religion. That's important to remember. What's also important to remember is this no nuclear weapons clause. And I'll tell you very quickly before we get into the Obama Library and this all converging, why this is an important clause. Not only because they think causing nuclear war will bring back the 12th Imam, the Mahdi, which is 12 or Shia Islam doctrine, but in the book of Ezekiel, Chapter 38. When the war of Ezekiel is spoken about, it is a very large army that marches on Israel. It doesn't say anything about things being fired at Israel, like some type of weapon. It specifically states a very large army that marches on Israel. Persia is one of the main players in the war of Ezekiel. So for that war to prophetically align and take place down the road the way it should, Iran would not be able to have any nuclear weapons because they're joining a larger coalition in order to march on Israel. This is important. So this no nuclear clause is actually prophetically lining things up for down the road when the war of Ezekiel does happen, I believe. So I just wanted to throw that in there too, as we are going forth. And it was President Trump's birthday yesterday, so I hope he had a very happy birthday and UFC fight night on the White House lawn. And so he turned 80 years old, which, by the way, was the age that Moses was when God revealed himself fully to Moses at the burning bush. So I think that's fascinating that he turns 80 in office, and that's the age Moses was when his whole life spiritually shifted and God fully revealed himself. To give you just a little extra tidbit, Moses led the people out of Egypt in 1446 BC. President Trump's date of birth is June 14th, 1946. 1446. Do I think that's a coincidence and that he's turning 80 years old in office? No, I do not. I believe that could be a very strong indication of what the next 2 years of his presidency are exactly going to look like. These things are not accidents the way they align. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that alignment right now. There's a reason there is a thread running between him and details about Moses's life. And so just wanted to share that with you. Okay, so let's get to why this June 19th date of the Iran deal signing and what Obama is about to do and why it matters for the midterms. And this is a pattern that's gone back decades that we have to uncover now and show this to you. And I'm going to prove this to you because this runs deep what's happening here. So there is an altar being built in America out of Chicago. Altars require a sacrifice. Built into this altar, which is the Obama Library, because that's not a building, that's an altar. Built into this altar is 9/11, and I'm going to show you, I'm going to prove this to you, that built into the specifications of this building is 9/11. So this Obama Library that's set to open June 19th, the same day of the Iran deal signing, exhibits a 225-foot tall building that has been dubbed the Obama Leesk. We'll get into what that means in a moment. It will feature an 83-foot tall stained glass window by artist Julie Moretu. And at the top of the building in 5-foot tall concrete letters are excerpts from Obama's 2015 speech, the same year of the Iran deal, marking the 50th anniversary of the Selma to Montgomery March. Now, let's look at this for a second. 225 feet tall, 83-foot window. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 8 plus 3 is 11. There is your 9/11 built in to the Obama Library that's being raised during Trump's 47th presidency, with his presidencies equaling 9/11, 45 and 47, before the midterms and opening the same day that the Iran deal is now set to be signed, right? It's also opening June 19th, 2026, and June is known as Pride Month. Pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall, Proverbs 16, 18. Now, he's doing this, like I said, during Trump's presidencies. His presidencies equal 9/11 also, 45 and 47. Within that building, there's a 45,000 square foot space that houses an NBA-worthy basketball court, 45. Who was the 45th president? President Trump. He was the 45th president when Russiagate happened. So he's the 45th when Russiagate happened. Now we know this because this is coming out in the open. Now, words from Obama's 2015 speech the same year of that original Iran deal are now on the building in these 5-foot-tall concrete letters. Now, the building itself is made to look like an altar out of Chicago because they will attempt to raise up another, I believe, Obama individual type out of Chicago. However, a challenger will arise to such who represents the antithesis of their agenda and will be raised up out of the area near Chicago. Now, Obama in 2015, so let's go back to 2015 now, because this is important to set the tone. Why 911 is hidden in this library? Why now? What's happening? Obama in 2015 wrote on a beam when he was president that went into the Freedom Tower in New York City, ground zero for 9/11. That Freedom Tower stands 1,776 feet tall, 1776. It was built after 9/11 happened. On that beam in 2015, the same year as the Iran deal, why is that important? Because the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed on the 11th day of the 9th month on the Islamic calendar, 9/11, this past year, 2026. But on that beam that went into the Freedom Tower, Obama wrote, "We remember, we rebuild, we come back stronger." Which really is what they're saying. Oh yeah, we're going to build back better. The bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with hewn stone, Isaiah 9:10. The sycamores have fallen, but we will replace them with cedars. Oh yeah, God, we're going to build back better. Now, what he put on that beam in the Freedom Tower, and I'm telling you, something is going to happen to that Freedom Tower. I'm telling you now, I have been watching this tower for years. Something, we need to pray, because some type of attack is going to be attempted against that tower. Now, what he did in 2015 is connected to the building of this library. That's really an altar that is opening during Pride Month in the year America turns 250 years old. Remember the Freedom Tower, 1776. And 5 months before the midterms and the specifications of the building contain 911 in the year of President Trump's presidency with his presidencies equaling 911. It's also opening in the year 2026 where Zohran Mamdani, who has Haman hidden in his name, is raised up in New York City, and he's been likened to Obama as a setup for a full circle moment for the 9/11 Battle of Vienna that took place in 1683. How does this connect to the library? Well, 619 is the opening of the library, right? Six plus one plus nine equals 16, okay? Just keep that in mind for a moment, because 2016 is when President Trump won and all their plans were thrown. Okay, there is an 83-foot tall, but 16 means something else too, okay? So it's opening 619. Six plus one plus nine is 16. There is an 83-foot tall stained glass window built into that building. 16 and 83. There is your 1683 9/11 Battle of Vienna for the Golden Apple in America's Golden Age, with New York City being called the Big Apple, and now this is an altar connected to it being raised up out of Chicago. See, it's not an accident. When an altar is erected, the way it's built and its specifications are as important as the way it looks. So these are not accidents, what they're choosing, what they're aligning, when they're doing it, the numbers, the specifications, the measurements. None of this is an accident. It's built in order to raise an altar before the midterms. Now, also, June 19th is known as Juneteenth officially. That is a federal holiday, and it's celebrated to commemorate the end of slavery in the United States. The holiday's name, first used in the 1890s, is a portmanteau of June and 19th, referring to June 19th, 1865, the day when Major General Gordon Granger ordered the final enforcement of the Emancipation Proclamation in Texas at the end of the American Civil War. So think about it. In the month filled with pride, on a day commemorating the end of slavery, on the day the Iran deal is supposed to be signed, is when the Obama Library is opening. That's not really a library. It's not really a building, although it is. It's an altar. Because his party wants nothing more than to enslave this nation. His party wants nothing more than to enslave this nation. There are spiritual forces at work raising altars, attempting to alter outcomes out of key cities, and they have partnered with man in order to do this. And on top of this, this is called the obelisk. Now, an obelisk is a stone rectangular pillar with a tapered top forming a pyramidion set on a base erected to commemorate an individual or event and honor the gods. The ancient Egyptians created this in order to honor their false gods, okay? So the ancient Egyptians erected this to honor their god, Atum, who they claim stood at the creation of the world, which was a false god. So, but they're calling it the obelisk, all right? So they're comparing it to something erected to a god, which is an altar. Now, Chicago is known for violence and bloodshed. Altars need blood in order to be powered. So of all places, this is placed in Chicago, a place that has a very high rate of murders in the country. This is where this library, which is an altar, is raised up out of. Now, I want to go to September 23rd, 2024, because I'm going to get to you the pattern for a minute, because he's doing this before the midterms for a reason. There is a pattern spiritually in this nation of this being done, and I'm going to prove that to you in a moment here. So September 23rd, 2024, word of the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the winds are shifting over California. The winds are shifting over New York. Look at what's going on now. The winds are shifting over Chicago and Illinois, says the Lord. They are shifting capital. The winds of change have begun to blow as the wind picks up, for this is a wind of my making, capital, says the Lord. This is a wind, a holy wind, capital, a fiercely capital, righteous wind, meant to blow the cover off of what has been hidden in the depths and the hallows of areas of your nation. The enemy has built empires and temples to himself, says the Lord. Okay, so California is named, New York is named, Chicago is named. Look at the three areas right now. You have this altar library being raised up out of Chicago. Look at what's happening in California with the governor's race and the LA mayor's race. And look what's happening in New York with Zoran Mamdani. You see, these three areas were named as areas the enemy was building empires and temples to himself in that were suddenly going to begin to shift. So this erecting of this library is a preemptive strike to raise an altar to stop the shifting in that city and in this nation that has been taking place. This is exactly why this is being erected now. Now, this is a pattern in this nation. Whenever there is a crucial, pivotal election that could change the entire course of the nation, and the nation is at stake, we see a profound altar attempt to be raised in order to spiritually hijack, bring it into the natural, and alter the outcome of the election. Now, we have to go back 10 years to understand this pattern that began with Trump's first presidential run. This is a pattern. This has happened almost every time. And I'm going to prove this to you. And this is why, about 5 months before the midterms, this altar is being raised now. So we're going to put this up for you. We're going to go back about 10 years, and we're going to work our way forward to show you exactly what's going on here. Despite earlier denials, arch from Temple of Baal to stand in New York City. Despite initially canceling plans to erect a reproduction of the Victory Arch that stood for 1,800 years in front of the Temple of Baal in Palmyra, the Institute for Digital Archaeology has announced they will recreate the arch destroyed by ISIS in New York City's City Hall Park on September 19th. Okay. Now, this was 10 years ago. This was September 19th. 2016. 9/11 is within that date. However, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, was October 2nd that year. It was 1.5 months before the 2016 election, with Hillary Clinton facing off against President Trump, the election they attempted to fix that backfired on them. This Arch of Baal was brought into New York City preemptively, because that is where Trump was at that point. He announced his candidacy from New York City, and that arch was planted there about 1.5 months prior to that election in an attempt to open a gate, spiritually alter the outcome, and change the course in the natural. Now, this even goes back into our nation's rededication, what they attempted to do here. And I'm going to show you. Let me show you why the United States had to be rededicated back to the Lord on the National Mall. There is a profound prophetic reason why it had to be the National Mall. So we're going to put this up for you. Was the Arch of Baal erected in Washington before Christine Blasey Ford's testimony? The Arch of Palmyra appeared on the National Mall, but its relationship to Senate Judiciary Committee hearings was purely coincidental. No, it wasn't. On the 26th of September, 2018, the Institute for Digital Archaeology unveiled the replica of Palmyra, Syria's iconic triumphal arch on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., The following day, Christine Blasey Ford and Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee about assault allegations stemming from their time in high school. September 16th, 2018. Now, 9/11 is in that date also, because September is the ninth month, and if you had 22 plus 1 plus 8 up, you get 11. 9/11 is within that date. Now, the Arch of Baal is erected on the National Mall in 2018, 8 years ago, attempting to claim the nation for Baal from the nation's now capital, where the enemy would preemptively strike and attempt to legally claim that ground. Now, a little over a year after that was allowed to take place, COVID hit the nation, and Washington, D.C. went on lockdown. A little over a year after the Arch of Baal was placed on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., COVID hits the nation, and the nation goes on lockdown. Now, the original Arch of Baal was built commemorating the Roman victory over Partha. Many of the Parthians were from the remnant of the 10 tribes of Israel. So that was the original arch was built to commemorate a Roman victory. Now, from the first time this happened in 2016, 10 years later, 2026, we'll get back to the National Mall in a minute. 2026, something happens in New York City, okay, which we'll get into. So something happens in 2026. Now, the original purpose of this arch was to celebrate victory over the demise of the Northern Kingdom, the 10 tribes of the House of Israel, is what was the original Roman commemoration of this arch. The arch stood 49 feet tall, which is interesting because it takes, every 7 years is a Shemitah year on the Jewish calendar. It takes seven Shemitahs, 49 years, to make a Jubilee the following year. Now, biblically speaking, in order for an area or nation to be given back to the Lord, there is a process in Scripture spoken about over and over and over again. So we see it in the book of Judges. We see it in other areas. But biblically speaking, in order for a nation to be given back to the Lord, there's a process that has to happen. Judges chapter 6, verses 25 through 26, because we're in the year 2026. Now on that same night, the Lord said to Gideon, take your father's bull, the second bull, 7 years old, and tear down the altar of Baal that belongs to your father, and cut down the Asherah that is beside it, and build an altar to the Lord your God, that's verse 26, on top of this mountain stronghold in an orderly way. Then take the second bull and offer a burnt sacrifice using the wood of the Asherah, which you shall cut down. Go to where the altar of Baal is in your area, tear it down, and in its place build an altar to the Lord. So legally, Baal's jurisdiction is then revoked. In order for that to happen, the altar of Baal must be torn down. And in its very place, an altar of the Lord must be built, and then a sacrifice made to legally ratify that Baal no longer has jurisdiction over that area and is now evicted. Now, if we look at Judges chapter 6, verse 28, it says, early the next morning when the men of the city got up, they discovered that the altar of Baal was torn down, the Asherah which was beside it was cut down, and the second bull was offered on an altar which had been built. I believe that is a key to the 2028 election. These altars must be torn down in key areas before this election. So in Washington, D.C., if we were going to rededicate the nation back to the Lord like we did on May 17th, 2026, if we're rededicating it back to Almighty God, the righteous judge, they would have to go, according to the book of Judges, to the very place where the altar of Baal had stood, tear it down, and build an altar to the Lord in its place. That is what happened with the rededication of the nation, May 17th, 2026, on the National Mall, the very place 8 years prior the altar of Baal stood and was erected in 2026, the altar, they went to the very place the altar of Baal was placed, tore it down, and built an altar to the Lord in its place, and rededicated the nation, which then legally revokes the jurisdiction from the principality, and now ratifies that that area has been rededicated to the Lord. This is why it's so serious when you rededicate. What Gideon did was a very serious thing. To tear down that altar of Baal and to build a new altar to the Lord. And that's exactly because 8 years prior, the altar of Baal stood on the National Mall. 10 years prior, the altar of Baal stood in New York City before that election. In 2018, the altar of Baal stood before Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed to the Supreme Court. Now, if we go to 2 Kings chapter 10, verses 25 through 28, same thing. Then it came about as soon as he had finished offering the burnt offering that Jehu said to the guards and to the royal officers, go in and kill them, let no one come out. And they killed them with the edge of the sword, and the guard and the royal officers threw their bodies out and went to the inner room of the house of Baal. They brought out the sacred pillars, the obelisks, like Obamalisk. obelisks of the house of Baal and burned them. They also tore down the sacred pillar of Baal and tore down the house of Baal and made it into a latrine to this day. Thus, Jehu eradicated Baal from Israel. 2 Kings, I want to go back to 2 Kings 10:26. They brought out the sacred pillars, the obelisks of the house of Baal, and burned them. That's 2 Kings 10:26. It's the year 2026, and what has been brought out now is an obelisk, while President Trump, who's like a Jehu, is in office. Here comes the obelisk out in the open, and it's opening almost a month to the day after the nation was rededicated back to the Lord. The nation was rededicated on May 17th. This is opening on June 19th in Chicago. So they are attempting to raise that altar out of Chicago, and they are attempting now to ratify jurisdiction in that area. Now, 2 Kings 10:31 says, "But Jehu did not take care to walk in the law of the Lord, the God of Israel, with all his heart. He did not turn from the sins of Jeroboam, who made Israel sin." This is a warning, because Jehu tore down the house of Baal, but he didn't fully turn to the Lord. So this is a warning to leadership in the administration. You don't want to walk the half walk Jehu did. Yes, he destroyed the house of Ahab and Jezebel and Baal. However, there was a lot of collateral damage because he was a wild man, and he wasn't fully submitted to the Lord. Jehu happened to reign 28 years according to the word of God, and President Trump's term comes to an end in 2028. Now, moving forward in this timeline, where there is a Baal, there's an Asherah. Asherah is the counterpart of Baal. When Baal is raised, Asherah is raised somewhere nearby. So remember, Archer Baal is raised in New York City in 2016, then it's raised in Washington, D.C. in 2018. 10 years after the Arch of Baal is placed upon the soil of New York City, before the 2016 election, Mamdani is raised up. The man who has Haman hidden in his name from the book of Esther, which also happens to have 10 chapters. Haman had 10 sons. 10 years after that original arch, we watched this happen. Now, in between that time, between the Arch of Baal and Mamdani being raised up, Asherah was raised up in New York City, because when Baal is raised, Asherah is raised. So we're going to put this up because this happened right before President Trump was indicted in the year 2023, about a month and a half before he was first indicted. This happens. For the first time, a statue of a woman sits atop this Manhattan courthouse. Okay, it actually, the New York Times headlines read, "Move over, Moses and Disaster. There's a new female lawgiver in town." So this is raised January 20th, 2023, exactly 2 years prior to the day of the January 20th, 2025 inauguration of President Trump. This is raised in New York City a month and a half before he is indicted, okay? And 2 years to the day prior to the 2025 presidential inauguration, because the enemy will seek to preemptively strike to get a legal foothold ahead of time. Now, it's an 8 foot tall female figure that looked like Asherah was raised up 8 feet tall, which is interesting because Obama's library happens to be 8 stories tall. So you have a little bit of a pattern here. Now, interestingly enough, in the Jewish faith, the number 8 always alludes to the departure from the natural world and entry into the supernatural world. So it's a gate. It's a gate they attempt to open by invoking certain things. And just bringing you in what the Jewish perspective is on the number 8, biblically speaking. Now, an altar is a gate to usher in the spiritual realm. You build an altar to give an entity jurisdiction in order to usher them in and give them legal right in that area. So we have the Iran deal now supposedly supposed to be signed, on the same day the Obama Library is opening, and at the same time the World Cup is being played. All of this is converging at the same time. The Iran deal signing, the Obama Library altar being raised and opening, and the World Cup, all converging at the same time. Now, these are not accidents that these are all converging around the same time. They're attempting to try to align something here, and we have to pay attention to. But because this is the pattern, in 2016, they brought the Arch of Baal. In 2018, they brought the Arch of Baal. In 2023, they raised Asher in New York City. Now, in 2026, 5 months before the midterms, this altar is raised out of Chicago, this Obama Library that has 911 built into the actual specifications of the building. So once again, being raised, called an Obamalisk, right, which was associated with Baal, that's what it's being called, an Obamalisk, being raised before the midterm elections in the year that President Trump is the 47th president, right? In the year where his presidency is equal 9-1-1, in the year where the Ayatollah was killed on the 11th day of the 9th month, or 9-11, in the year Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, is set to begin on 9-11, is the year that 5 months before the midterms, this is raised up out of Chicago, with the specifications being built into the building of 911 and raised up by Obama as an altar before one of the most crucial elections, midterms, we have ever had. You see, it's not an accident the way this happens. And now it's intersecting with the signing of this Iran deal. I don't like that one bit. I do not like the fact that June 19th was chosen for this, with that being raised in the nation. I don't like the way this is setting up. I don't like the way it looks. It's converging as well with the World Cup, which we're going to get into in just a moment, because there's a warning with the World Cup. All of this is not an accident. When the enemy is going to align things, he starts to move pieces around to begin to align things in just this way, that things that don't look like they go together really begin to align on certain days and in certain times and in certain time frames in order to begin to open up gates, spiritually speaking, to come into the natural in order to accomplish their plans and purposes. So if we saw this happen in 2016, we saw this happen in 2018, we saw this happen in 2023, and now we're watching it happen again, right before the midterms. Now, we're going to put up this article for you. I'm going to show you something about this. Terrorism threat level highest it's ever been amid FISA lapse, says DHS Secretary. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen on Sunday said that a lapse in a key surveillance law provision comes as the U.S. terrorism threat level is the highest it's ever been. He called for members of Congress to pass a measure extending it. On June 12th, Congress failed to pass an extension of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as FISA, which allows for the warrantless surveillance of non-Americans who are living abroad. When he was asked in a Fox News interview about the lapse in Section 702, Mullen said that the expiration of the section means the federal government will face more red tape in monitoring potential terrorists. When I say we arrest terrorists every single week, I'm not exaggerating. Those aren't the individuals that are coming across our border. Those are individuals that are still inside this country, Mullen told Fox News in an interview on Sunday. Mullen cited security around World Cup games being played in cities across the United States, along with events celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States. So you have Iran deal signing, Obama Library altar opening, America's 250th anniversary, and the World Cup, all within about a 2 week span, converging. All of it. Now, He said, we remember just with FIFA, the World Cup, we have 78 games against 11 cities in 38 days. 78 games, 11 cities, 38 days, which is essentially 78 Super Bowls. On top of that, you have Freedom 250 with all the activity that's going on, a tremendous amount of local partnership that has to take place, and not all have the resources, he said. So we've got these four events all converging within a two-week window, which I believe is going to be a hotbed of activity. So from June 19th to July 4th, which is, 15 days, about a two-week window, all of this is converging. This is not an accident. I believe this is going to be a hotbed of activity when it comes to these very events all converging. Now, the World Cup, because it's not an accident this is happening now either, and I'm going to show you why, and I'm going to tie this all into what we're talking about with this altar being raised, with what's happening with Freedom 250, with what's going on with the Iran deal signing. The World Cup is a 48-team tournament, which is interesting because number 48 is our next election in 2028. The World Cup is taking place from June 11th to July 19th. 9-1-1 is within those dates. July 4th, our 250th anniversary, the World Cup will be at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which used to be the capital of this nation and where the Declaration of Independence was actually signed. That is where the ratification of our freedom took place. This World Cup is happening during President Trump's presidency. His presidency is equal 9-1-1, 45 and 47. It's happening in the year Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, is set to begin on the year 9-11. It's happening in the year Obama is raising up an altar of a library that has 9-1-1 built into the specifications of the library. You have 48 teams, 16 matches. 48 teams, 16 matches. Now, hidden within 48-16 is 1864. So out of 48-16, you can make 1864. Why is this important? Why do we need to pay attention? Now, November 8th, 1864, near the end of the American Civil War, there was a presidential election. The incumbent, Abraham Lincoln, won. He was elected to his second term. He was the 16th president. He was assassinated 5 months after that election in 1864. It was an election during war, and now the components of the World Cup make up the details of this election, Lincoln, 1864, and war. So right now, as America comes to its 250th birthday, with President Trump's presidencies equaling 9-1-1, this being his second term, we are in the middle of conflict with Iran that they just agreed to some type of deal yesterday. With the midterm elections approaching, this collides with the World Cup on July 4th, America's 250th, at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. This all collides. We need to pray because these components coming together are not an accident. They are attempting to align for a reason. July 4th, America's 250th, Lincoln, Philadelphia, right? The World Cup is June 11th to July 19th, 9-1-1. I'm just telling you, we need to pray because there are things that are attempting to align in this that have very, very destructive agendas that they would like nothing more to accomplish around the time of America's 250th birthday in the stadium named after a president that was assassinated in his second term, Lincoln. These things are not accidents. This is how, in the realm of the spirit, they attempt to move about and align things in order to try to bring forth a similar outcome of a cycle or an event that happened in the past. Now, I want to read to you the word of the Lord from February 20th, 2025. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Lincoln and Washington, watch those areas, capital, where such is named. For the enemy is attempting, along with corrupt hosts, to make a vicious statement in this hour by attacking such with names who sat in high leadership in this nation, going back to its inception, says the Lord. That was the word. Lincoln Field, Philadelphia, is where the inception of our nation occurred with the Declaration of Independence. The enemy is highly symbolic and strategic when he attacks. We need to intercede and pray because this specific time with this arena, Lincoln, on July 4th in Philadelphia, named after a president of a second term who was assassinated, all within the same window of the Iran deal, the Obama library opening, and the World Cup, all colliding within this two-week window. I don't think, and Lincoln led during war. He led during war. I think this is all attempting to align the way it is to try to create disaster before the midterms. This is why I believe we are watching in different parts of the nation these things attempt to align, because you have political Goliaths attempting to be raised in order to try to destroy where this nation is headed. And we're watching it all come together within this 15-day or so window, give or take. This is when it's all here. Now, there's a lot that could happen between now and June 19th, when the Iran deal is officially supposed to be inked. On the day the altar in Chicago is opening. Then, after that, you have 15 days. 15, which is interesting because of who was president in 2015. 15 days to July 4th, America's 250th, the World Cup at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. So what I'm telling you is, there's an entire book in the Bible called Numbers. In the book of Revelation, it says, let he who has wisdom calculate. You can only calculate numbers, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. I believe when we have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say, the Lord can reveal to us how the enemy is attempting to mobilize for the purposes of us then beginning to target with precision and pray against that in order to dismantle the plans and purposes of the enemy, weaken its deployment, and tear down what is attempting to cause catastrophe. So I believe the Lord reveals these things. I do believe Obama is like an Absalom. And David didn't deal with Absalom, and Absalom almost took the kingdom from him. So I'm warning of that now. Absalom has to be dealt with. And I believe within Absalom, I'm going to show you something right now. Within Absalom, you can spell Obama. So I believe this is an Absalom type attempting to raise an altar to make a conspiracy grow strong before the midterms in order to destroy the momentum and the direction this nation is going in after its rededication. So a little over a month after the nation is rededicated on the National Mall, the very place the Arch of Baal was placed in 2018, is when Obama is dedicating his library that is built to be an altar 5 months before the midterms in order to try to do what they attempted to do in 2016, what they attempted to do in 2018, what they attempted to do in 2023, and what they're attempting to do now. So this is not an accident that this is happening and that all of these events are coming into and converging in the same window, in about a 15 to 20 day window, give or take. All of these events are converging together because they're attempting to align to cause certain conditions to become right in order to continue cycles and in order to try to move the nation in a direction that is the opposite of its rededication. This is why we have to pray for the president. This is why we have to pray for the cabinet. This is why we have to pray and intercede for the nation. This is why we have to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. This is why we have to look at things from a biblical worldview. This is why we have to allow the Lord to show us the insight we need to see, because hidden under a smokescreen of noise and events and circumstances is the real story. So the smoke screens go up and the enemy tries to hide the true purposes that are moving out about that are attempting to align, so you won't figure them out. Because if you do, you can intercede and pray in the name of Jesus Christ and dismantle those plans and weaken them. And that is the purpose of seeing these things. It's to, in the name of Jesus Christ, pray with precision and with a purpose in order to stop the onslaught that the enemy would attempt to bring. This is why. Because Obama wrote a book called Promised Land. This is his altar to try to give him legal ratification and jurisdiction to claim that. He wrote a book called Promised Land. There's a reason for that. And that's why it's called the Obama Lease, because the Promised Land had to do with the Jews being delivered from Egypt, out of Egypt's enslavement, where they had the obelisk, and brought to the Promised Land. He writes a book called Promised Land, and now he raises up an Obama Lease, which is of Egyptian descent, because it's the Egyptian who enslaved the Jews for over 400 years before Almighty God raised up a deliverer named Moses, who was 80 years old when God appeared to him through a sign and a wonder of a burning bush, fully revealed himself to him, and then he was brought to deliver the Jews out of Egypt in 1446. He wants to be the American Pharaoh. And the Lord is raising up deliverers. And just because it's not packaged the way you would want a deliverer, or how you would want them to talk, or how you would want them to act, or how you would want them to be. Moses on the outside had a speech impairment. He didn't look exactly like the glowing qualifications of what a deliverer would be, but the Lord saw into him, the innermost parts of him that man couldn't see, and knew that Moses had been created for such. So we really have to just be very watchful of these events within this 15-day window, because you have what all of these events happening in June. And then 3 months later, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, begins on 9/11. And then a month and a half after that, the midterms. So I'm telling you, this is the beginning of that attempted alignment in order to try to completely derail the midterms. So just continue to be in prayer about that. Be mindful. Ask the Lord to help you see what you're not seeing. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, show me what others don't see. Show me right now what's going on with these events that others don't see. Show me what I'm missing, Father God. If I'm missing something, if I'm not seeing a connection, I'm asking you to show me in the name of Jesus Christ. Open my eyes to see these things, that I may see it from your perspective and be able to see what the enemy is trying to do and align before it happens, that we may come together as the body of Christ, intercede and pray. If one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000 to flight, how much more could 10,000s and hundreds of thousands coming together to pray can do? But we need to pray, because this month, Pride Month, right, is the beginning of the raising of the altar and the attempted dismantling of the midterms. This is it, people. This is why all this is happening now. This is why all this is converging. This is why this is all coming together. Do I believe Iran is fully agreeing to a deal in a month filled with pride? I believe it's setting up for their complete subduing and fall. That's what I believe right now in the midst of this. I don't believe this is fully over, but I believe Iran will be subdued for a time, just for a time, by the end of this, until the war of Ezekiel comes. So praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to put up a few things here. At the end, we have an interesting opportunity for you. So if you want to stay on, we're going to announce it in a moment. I'm going to put up Brace for Impact, because people, we really need to brace for impact. So 5 rare prophetic events that will trigger a spiritual tipping point. It is on Amazon. It is everywhere books are sold. If you go to arcofgrace.org, you can click on Brace for Impact. This book goes all the way up to 2028, and prophetically what we are facing as a nation and globally. It's meant to equip the church too, because we have entered a heightened level of sophisticated warfare. And it's meant also to equip the body of Christ. So thank you to all of you who have purchased it. And if you know somebody that sees something's going on in this world, but they don't quite understand, this would be a wonderful tool for them to have and to read as well. Also, we have a new area on our website for job opportunities. So if you go to arcofgrace.org/career-opportunities, we will be posting job opportunities that we have with Ark of Grace Ministries there. So if you're interested, please go there, take a look. You can apply there as well. We're putting this out to our audience, because all of you watch us and all of you have just been, you know, so wonderful to just grow with us over the years. So you can go there. It's a new area on our website. Reawaken America. I'm going to be there this week. We praying. I see, you know, some fascinating things going on in the nation weather-wise right now. So just pray. But June 19th to 20th, this is what's crazy. I will be at Reawaken on the day that the Iran deal is signed and on the day that the Obama Library altar is opened. So I think this is fascinating. Even more, how all of these events are converging in this time. So, wanted to share that with you. But see, it's an important time, people. It's an important time. And Clay picked that date way before he knew any of this was going to happen. So I think Clay is a little more prophetic sometimes than he thinks he is, honestly. Clay Clark. Okay. Also, we have two new sponsors tonight that we're going to share with you. So the first one is Remnant Oil out of California. Anointing oil. Lovely people. They have where they get their oil from, their farm in California. You can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. They actually have a necklace too that has a mustard seed actually suspended in it for the Bible scripture, faith the size of a mustard seed. So it is Praise the Lord. They're wonderful people, and we've partnered with them. So if you want anointing oil to have in order to just pray over your home or pray over others, you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to the remnant, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. Comes in a beautiful bottle. It's right here. So I have some of it. I keep it on my desk. Secondly, Liebe Candles, they are making a 250th commemorative candle, and you can use promo code ARC10 through July 4th for 10% off your order. So they came to us, they wanted to create a special candle for America's 250th birthday, and they asked if we would partner with them on that. So you can use promo code ARC10 for all of their products, I believe, but especially for this 250th anniversary candle that they have created for the birthday of this nation. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. We like to rotate partners just to give you guys a little bit of a variety, and also because it actually helps us be able to do certain things. So it helps us pay for extra things that the animals need if extra bills come in. We actually are able to help organizations as well. We've been able to help the Walter Hoving Home. We've been able to help Heroes of the Nations that are taking in orphans in Africa that do absolutely incredible work. Our church partners with them as well. We're able to individually help people too. So we're able to do extra Mission Christ Love, because we have Christ Love through the ministry, that if you are going through something catastrophic, if there's something very serious happening and you need help paying for it, you can apply for Mission Christ Love, and we will gladly help step in and assist you however we can. And so it actually helps us do extras for that as well. So it really is a blessing. It is a blessing to us. It's a blessing to me with Chris as well. It helps me get extra things for Chris that he needs also, but it actually helps us to be a blessing and be cheerful givers. We've been able to be a blessing to people in our church also. And we are just very, very grateful for that continued privilege in order to be able to do that. So we appreciate that very much. We appreciate you being a blessing to these companies as well. People who love the Lord, who are really just trying to do what God has called them to do. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We very much appreciate it. Thank you to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. I will be traveling to Tulsa. However, I may try to put something else out before I leave. So I'll be praying about that. If we do, we'll be sure to notify you. So we just want to encourage you always in the word. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. Encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51. Created me a clean heart, O God. I say those scriptures often. As well as Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I speak that every evening before bed. Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer as well. I do that on a daily basis as well. Also, Book of Judges. Go to Judges chapter 6. Read the account of Gideon being ordered by the Lord and commanded to tear down the altar of Baal and build an altar to the Lord in its place. I always want to encourage you in the word and encourage you to be compelled to read the word in the times we're in. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening. We'll be seeing some of you at Reawaken America. Keep the faith. God bless.